December 18, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The test of loyalty. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, Romans 8:28. It is only the loyal soul who believes that God engineers circumstances. We take such liberty with our circumstances, do not believe God engineers them, although we say we do. We treat the things that happen as if they were engineered by men. To be faithful in every circumstance means that we have only one loyalty, and that is to our Lord. Suddenly, God breaks up a particular set of circumstances, and the realization comes that we have been disloyal to him by not recognizing that he had ordered them. We never saw what he was after, and that particular thing will never be repeated all the days of our life. The test of loyalty always comes just there. If we can learn to worship God in the trying circumstances, he will alter them in 2 seconds when he chooses. Loyalty to Jesus Christ is the thing that we stick at today. We will be loyal to work, to service, to anything, but do not ask us to be loyal to Jesus Christ. Many Christians are intensely impatient of talking about loyalty to Jesus. Our Lord is thrown more emphatically by Christian workers than by the world. God has made a machine for blessing men, and Jesus Christ has made a worker among workers. The idea is not that we do work for God, but that we are so loyal to him that he can do his work through us. I reckon on you for the extreme service, with no complaining on your part and no explanation on mine. God wants to use us as he used his own son. That's the end of Oswald's message. Circumstances, which we all face, tend to bring us either to a place of praising God or wondering what the heck he's doing. And yet, circumstances are the only way, or the primary way, in which God communicates to us and steers us into intimacy with him. If we misunderstand his motives and his heart, and do not understand his character and nature, we might think that he's bringing circumstances to punish us, or he's bringing circumstances to bless us because we're doing great things for him. Contraire. This is the farthest thing from the truth. God always engineers circumstances in my life simply and utterly to use them to bring me closer to him in intimacy. Circumstances are not punishment or reward. Circumstances are guidance tools of the Lord. The bottom line is, how do you interpret your circumstances? If you see circumstances as random happening, just chance, fate, or coincidence, then they will do absolutely nothing in terms of steering you into the presence of God. If anything, they will sear you into oblivion. On the other hand, if you see that the circumstances are the only way for God to engineer the activities and direct the activities of the soul of an adult human being, then you can welcome any circumstance, good, bad, or indifferent, as a blessing from God to accomplish his purpose. Think in the days when you used to allow your child to run and play in the yard. You'd warn them not to go near the street, but you would watch carefully for them. If they got too close, you would swoop down and bring them back to safety so they didn't end up being harmed by oncoming traffic. You were there the whole time. You engineered the circumstances, so to speak, by allowing the child to feel the freedom and to express themselves as though they were the only one there and there was no one watching. They felt absolute freedom from any embarrassment or any need to perform. And therefore, they just played joyously and playfully. God wants us to enjoy life and enjoy our circumstances. And even if they are seemingly oppressive to everyone else, to us, they can be a joy and a pleasure despite the human view of those same things.